Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you said you were leaving to work on your mental health, you didn't mention the cheating. You kept that one to yourself. I got so mad I was gonna cuss you outside of your house for everyone to see. Wanted to trash your bands, tell all of your friends how cruel you to me, to me, to me. Instead I wrote a song about how you did me wrong. I could have cried at home and spent the night alone. Instead I wrote a song. I feel much better now. Me and my girls are out and we'll sing along. Instead I write a song. Da 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 da. Instead I wrote a song. This didn't do very well, did it? At the Eurovision Song Contest. I mean, it wasn't great, was it? A song about writing a song. You know, it's like Inception, isn't it? Folding in on itself. Things like this never work. I mean, I never start a joke with, so I was writing this joke the other day, just wouldn't, you know. And I was writing this joke the other day, and it was about writing a joke. The joke was like, when you're writing a joke about writing a joke, you know, if the joke in the joke has a good punchline, does it matter if the joke about the joke just fizzles out? It's nonsense. It's self-referential nonsense. And the trouble is, the UK entry needs to be good, you know? So good, you know? Because after Brexit, Europe hates us. It was only because last year Sam Ryder was so lovely and the song was good that we came second, you know, technically first. If the song is anything but amazing, which this song about a song wasn't, you know, we're never going to win. Please stop these self-referencing songs about songs. They're never going to work. Like, I was planning this podcast in my head just now, and I thought, what will it really be about, this episode? And I thought, what it should really be about, you know, is not the Eurovision Song Contest. It should be about Brexit, and everyone hates the UK now, and the UK is going down the toilet, washed down the S-Bend, along with all the shitty songs we've entered into the Eurovision Song Contest over the years, you know? And then I thought, no. No. This podcast should be about writing this podcast. Because that would be clever, wouldn't it? And meta. Be a podcast about how I wrote this podcast. Well, it's not that clever, is it? Because I just thought in my head before I started it just now. This is what it should be about. And I can't, you know, I can't spend 5 minutes saying this song was shit, because that would be cruel. So I'll bury that under layer upon layer of meta to disguise the actual shit that is this song. But the clever thing is, if If you listen to the lyrics of this song carefully, Mae Muller says she wrote a song about how you did me wrong. But it wasn't this song, was it? You know, this wasn't the song that she wrote. The song that she actually wrote was actually, I assume, great. It was well written. It was sung really well. And it wasn't performed by someone as stiff as a board. But we only heard the bad song, didn't we? You know, not the song she wrote. You get me? You know? No, you don't get me, do you? The Eurovision entry didn't get anyone. She was universally rejected by Europe and came second bottom, I think, to... I think it was to a bunch of aggressive German paedophiles. The Eurovision audience hates the UK. Europe hates the UK almost as much as Germany. That's how bad it is. But what do they know, Europe? They wouldn't get a self-referencing song if it jumped up and kicked them in the balls of their dad as he ejaculated into their mother and thought, and then I'll make a kid. Or some shit, I don't know, I can't work it out. It's Inception, isn't it? I should really write these down, these podcasts. Then they'd be better, wouldn't they? They'd be much better now. Because we could all sing along. And in short, that is how I wrote this podcast. That's love. And when I said German paedophiles, that was a joke. I don't think they're paedophiles. That's for the lawyers. I can't even remember whether it was Germany. Anyway, they were paedophiles. They weren't. It's a joke.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.